T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
So the Mets needed some lousy pitching to really wake the bats up. And they did, really, with only two of the pitchers that they saw last night. Right. Josh Osich, who made his first major league start, longtime reliever, and then Jeffrey Springs. They hit the three home runs, which gave them all their runs. Conforto hit that bomb.
Yep.
Dom Smith hit a three-run home run. Right. They really were all bombs in many ways. The only negative is that after that, I think it was once Heath Hembree came in the game in the fourth inning, the bats went to sleep.
Yeah, what did he go, four shutout innings, I think he threw last night.
Zach Godley
hit it all.
Yeah.
After the fourth inning, they did nothing. I think they got maybe one or two hits after that. I mean, McNeil got a hit in the ninth inning. And then you were a little concerned. I mean, obviously, Walker was terrific. I mean, you take away, he only pitched five innings, but he gave up that one home run with a 7-0 lead. I had no issue with that to Moreland. I thought he pitched really well. I thought that was good to see. I thought Shreve pitched pretty well. He gave up a home run, too. But, again, they had a big lead, solo home run, and then that was all he gave up after that. I think it was to Bogarts. So I thought he did a good job. Familia, obviously, was not any good.
No, it was typical of last year.
I mean, you just – right now, so far it's gone to Hoyle, okay, pretty much.
Really,
you know, Familia and Diaz, right now through four games, you say I got no confidence in them. And, obviously, you got the complete confidence – in Seth Lugo. And again, I liked what we saw from Chase and Shreve last night. I thought that was okay. I don't know what he is yet, but I thought he did a decent job over
Shore. Yeah, he stinks. Don't get used to him.
All right,
he's
but all I'm saying is he did a decent job last night over Shore.
Sure. Yeah, I'm not going to kill him for last night, but he's not a major league pitcher in my opinion.
Whatever.
But you are right that the relievers from last year are basically doing the same thing.
Right.
Justin Wilson's off to a good start.
Yep.
Seth Lugo's off to a brilliant start. And after Familia and Diaz gave you a little tease with their first performances, their second performances have been awful. I mean, yesterday Familia comes in with a big lead and he walks J.D. Martinez on five pitches.
Yep.
And then Devers rips that double.
And then Lugo's got to bail him out.
And so you're forced in a game in which I thought in the fourth inning this could be a laugher. This could be the opposite of the night before. You know, they're up 7-0. The Red Sox are deep into their bullpen. They've got no arms. Walker looks great. This could be last night reverse. And while they won the game, and that's great, but it wasn't. It turned into a relatively close game to the point where Luis Rojas needed Lugo to get four outs. He ends up throwing 22 pitches. So who knows about his availability today? But the reason I'm not surprised Rojas went to went to Lugo is that the early returns on Luis Rojas is that he is not afraid to take a veteran like Robinson Cano and basically tell him with his actions, you're not the same Robbie Cano.
Well, I didn't hear this said, but when he said it, Rojas, but one of the guys said it last night, maybe it was Gary, one of them, that when Rojas got here, he basically said, you're going to have to check your ego at the door. And, you know, so far, we have seen that. I mean, he didn't play Cespedes last night. He's dropping Cano. And I would, to me, Cano doesn't play tonight. If you're going to take somebody out of the lineup tonight, I would sit Cano, play McNeil at second base, put Dom in left field, JD plays third, Cespedes DHs. That would be me tonight.
Yeah, I'm not sure
that's what I would do.
How he's going to act because there's a left-hander on the mound today. But, you know, he wasn't afraid from starting Dom Smith yesterday, even though there was
a
thought
eventually they would go to righties. So you got a lefty on the mound. I'd rather see Dom Smith. Didn't Smith hit the home run off a lefty yesterday?
He did. No, I know.
I'd rather see Smith play than Cano. Cano's not hitting anybody right now.
And Robbie Cano is not completing games, which I think is a sign.
Right. Jimenez has been finishing the games defensively.
Now, we can, you know, kind of second guess, and I'm still kind of debating when is the right time to go to the defensive alignment when you're only up by a run. We saw that in the Saturday game.
He is quick to go there.
He was quick.
That.
He was quick because in the eighth inning of that game with the Mets only up by a run, here's Jake Marisnick getting an at-bat. Here's Andrés Giménez getting an at-bat. But what I like, and I think this is why I was confident he's not going to be married to Diaz, is that he's hitting Robinson Cano seventh and pulling him in late in games for defense. Let that marinate in your head for a little bit. Robbie Cano, who's making $20 million a year, you know, that big trade that Brody made a year and a half ago, he's batting seventh and being pulled for defense. That's a great sign.
It's only four games. Again, four games. The early four-game return on Luis Rojas, to me, is positive right now.
And here's...
I think this guy's got a chance to be a good manager. I think he's got a chance. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be. I'm not saying that. Through the first four games, based on some of the stuff what you're talking about with Robbie, what he did last night, with not seeing Diaz, you know, even sitting Cespedes yesterday, which turned out to be the right move because Dom Smith hits a three-run homer, you know? So far, I like what I see from Rojas so far.
Yeah, and I think he's got to use Lugo not as the quote-unquote closer, but as the guy you bring into a game in the biggest spot of the game. It's
and
as simple as that.
That's why Lugo cannot be in the rotation. I mean, I understand, and the kid's going to Peterson, I guess, is going to pitch tonight. You know, and I've heard a lot of people say, I've heard this on different places. I won't say the names of the guys that I've heard say it. But, you know, Lugo should be in the rotation. He's the second-best pitcher on a team. You know what? That's why I want him in this bullpen. Because he's so versatile in the bullpen. He's the one guy in the bullpen that I have confidence in if he had to go two, maybe even three innings. And so I need him, especially in the state of the game today. What good is Lugo going out there and pitching five tremendous innings, you know, or six innings like Matt's did the other day, and then at the end of the game, the end of the day, the bullpen winds up giving a game up? That's me. That's my mindset.
In this season, with the way this team is built, with the lack of trust in the arms that they have, that's where he makes the most sense.
No question.
Is it a different debate in 2021? It may be.
Okay.
It may be. But right now, I know it's only two games in terms of how much they've pitched. Nothing has changed with J-Riz Familia and Edwin Diaz. Nothing.
Well, look, the two games they won, to me, it's no coincidence where Lugo was in both of them.
Yeah. And look, last night in the eighth inning, after Mitch Moreland got that RBI single to make it a 7-4 game, that was the biggest spot of the game.
No question.
And that's where you use Seth Lugo. And sometimes the biggest spot in the game is going to be in the sixth inning.
Right.
Sometimes it's going to be in the eighth inning.
Right.
That's when you use Seth. He's already shown you, not just this year in a couple of games, but last year, put him in a big spot. You can trust him to get a big out.
Yep.
Now, the question's going to be, though, Joe, he threw 22 pitches last night. Mm-hmm. Tonight, especially when you've got a kid making his major league debut, you're probably not getting a lot of innings out of Peterson tonight. We'll see. Is he able to go back to Lugo tonight? And if so, let's say he is in the game, how much can he actually pitch?
Well, you probably wouldn't get more of than an inning out of Lugo tonight. So if you want to use Lugo tonight as the closer, strict ninth inning closer, I got no problem with that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.